Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, the pandemic has catalyzed digital disruption globally, accelerating the digitalization of products and services by a shocking 7 years. In Singapore, the government's also recently announced a slew of new initiatives as part of efforts to help Singapore businesses leverage digital technologies to innovate and grow in their digitalization journeys. However, businesses have struggled to understand how their digital product investments directly connect to business or customer value. To help businesses understand how digital products drive business success and improve customer retention, Amplitude, a San Francisco-based startup backed by GIC, has launched the Amplitude Digital Optimization System. It's the first and only system which connects product and services directly to business outcomes and optimizes the business value of digital investments. For more insights, we speak to Julio Bermudez, Vice President of Amplitude in Asia Pacific and Latin America. Julio, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Must be busy for you folks over at Amplitude. You just launched that ADOS. Would we call it that, or do you just want to call it Amplitude Digital Optimization System?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we do call it the Digital Optimization System. So we have not started to call it ADOS yet. Maybe one day.
You know how we Singaporeans love our acronyms. So first, absolutely, talk to us about the impetus for it, though.
Yeah, so I think that there's a couple of key points, and you touched on some of it. And that, I think this is why GIC was so excited to, you know, invest in Amplitude. And that is namely that digital products are becoming a bigger part of everybody's life, whether you're a business, like a big bank, like our local banks here in Singapore, or you're just, you know, a regular person going throughout their day. And so for a bank, you know, when the pandemic hit, as you said, there were 7 years of change. Well, when the pandemic hit, you know, you weren't able to actually acquire new customers by having them come into your branch. Only way for them to actually get new customers or to even service their customers was really largely through their app. And that is just a fundamental shift. And like you said, there's a lot more investment going into this. This is a $6.8 trillion market now, digital products. And people don't really know where those digital investments are going. And so whether you're a person or a bank, your daily life is being affected by these digital products. I mean, you know, when you woke up today, I don't know if you got a grab, but you know, that would be through a digital app. If you ordering your lunch, you know, that's through a digital app. Maybe you want to speak to your parents, and so you get on a video conference. That's a digital app. In fact, they're even using digital apps these days. And so, if Amplitude can help businesses understand how these products are leading to better outcomes and creating a better experience, we're also affecting the daily life of everybody as you are going throughout your day and interacting with these digital products.
So better outcomes being based on what? A monetary value? What sort
of
quantifiable metrics are you using, so to speak?
Yeah, great question. So we look at a number of things. And I think that how much money does your app make is an easy one. That's sort of like a lagging indicator, though. That doesn't really tell you what the experience was like. And so what Amplitude really helps you understand is what are people doing within your app? And how does what they're doing within their app lead you to be able to predict what would be the right things to maybe market to them? Or even maybe you should change your app in the way that it works and the features that it has based on the behaviors. And typically before, what you see is, okay, I have an app. How much money is it making me? And there's this huge black hole in terms of what's actually driving that. And so we actually really like to focus on leading indicators of things that are like, you know, more behavior based than just simply what the money is at the end of the day. Because if you do the small things right, if you create a better experience, your app is going to win and it's going to be a competitive advantage for you.
Julio, what are some of the other key differentiators of your system compared to the traditional marketing and business intelligence tools? And why did you decide to put those things in?
Yeah, so marketing tools are really great to tell you how people came to your app. So let's imagine that we have a store, right? So I have a storefront. Marketing really lets me know whether or not my print ads worked or my radio ads worked, which radio always works. And business intelligence tools, you know, they'll tell you sort of what happened afterwards, right? So you kind of understand how people got to your store and then how much money your store made. But there's a huge black hole, like I said, and people are pouring $6.8 trillion into that black hole. And what Amplitude helps you understand is what's going on in the store. Right? Are you just looking for sale items, or are you looking for something specific, or maybe you're just browsing? Your behaviors within a product actually give a better signal of how to serve you as a customer than just simply looking at traditional things that, you know, marketing tools will look like demographics, or other things that, you know, maybe are, you know, used to work, back when you, you know, didn't have digital products, but now that you have a digital product, you can actually see what's going inside the app. You know, we are there to actually help you take that data and then drive the outcomes that you want.
Are you seeing, though, businesses realize that there is that black hole of information that they should be gleaning?
The winners are. Increasingly, yeah. The winners are. And I think this shows sort of, you know, sort of a wide inequality in terms of the digital app experience, right? And if you've ever, you know, I think going back to the bank examples is really good. You know, there are certain banks that, you know, haven't really caught up there and they're being left behind, right? Or travel companies. I mean, we work with Traveloka here, you know, in Singapore and in Indonesia, and they had a huge disruption to their business. But because they work with us, they were able to understand how people were using their products and then what products to actually develop and what types of things should they be trying to serve their customers so they could ride, you know, the journey that the pandemic just, you know, massively caused a huge disruption to. And now they're actually looking stronger than ever. And now that things are looking like they're going to start rebounding as we get into the second half of this year and, you know, going forward, they're in a much stronger position because they were able to utilize customer data to understand how people were interacting with their digital products.
We're speaking with Julio Bermudez, Vice President of Amplitude in Asia Pacific and Latin America. Julio, how easy is it for businesses to fit your Amplitude into their overall digital strategy?
Yeah, well, it's increasingly becoming easier as people are spending more money on developing their digital products. And in fact, when it comes to, you know, whether or not you want to understand, you know, to adopt a platform like the Amplitude Digital Optimization System, it really depends on whether or not you are looking at your digital product as a key lever of growth or a key part of your, you know, survival in this new digital era. And I would
argue
that.
But you're saying that
everybody.
It is. That. Yeah, everyone does, right? Everyone should, in fact.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Everyone should. And so it's all about helping customers understand where are they on that journey. And Amplitude, I think, does a really great job of not only selling you the technology to do it, but really being a partner with you in that journey. So we try to come to where the businesses are because they're in the different levels of maturity and mm-hmm. we want to help get them to where, you know, the Airbnbs, the Amazons of the world are. So like we work with a great company here in Singapore, Shopback, and they're somebody who, when we met, had a really strong desire to be data driven and they understood that this was coming. They just needed help getting there. And that's when we started working with them and they were able to, you know, kind of leverage our analytics and, you know, our capabilities to really, you know, access the right information in order to prioritize, you know, what features and what things to build. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're having great success in Singapore. And they're really a great Singapore success story as they're moving, you know, throughout Southeast Asia and the world.
How does it affect, though, Amplitude's integration, the level of maturity of a business?
Yeah, I think the first thing you need to understand in order to fix something is there's a problem, right?
What's the problem and to what degree?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And I think that once you are looking at your business and you're understanding that, hey, we need to take this digital investment more seriously. It can't just be that we launched an app, pat myself on the back and feel like I did a good job. We now need to look at digital products as the main lever of growth or, you know, the main driver of revenue, a core driver of revenue. And so the companies that are figuring this out are the ones that are winning, right? And so what we want to do is work with these companies to help them understand where they are and what they need to do in order to get to where they want to go.
Where to next for Amplitude then?
Yeah, so I think with Amplitude, the first step, like we said, is just understanding, right? So the first step that we built was understanding the behaviors. So we have behavioral analytics, we have a behavioral graph and some really great products that we've built over the past couple of years to really address that. Then recently, as we started to develop the digital optimization system, we really started applying sort of the predictive side of it. So now we're working with some really great, you know, math models in order to predict based on these unique data that only Amplitude has, you know, to be able to get you to that next level where your app itself understands where people want to go and reacts to that. And so as you look at the digital optimization system, it really is a first of kind system that allows, you know, businesses to see and understand customer behavior, predict which actions will lead to the desired business outcomes, and then adapt each experience to maximize that outcome.
It's privacy security at the fore, I'm sure. How Fort Knox
yes.
is Amplitude?
Yes. So privacy is really, really important. And I think that's the other really exciting part about what we're doing is that we are not engaging in third-party data services, which, I think that's where a lot of people are now starting to think about what's happening there. You know, what we really are is allowing people that are developing their apps to understand how they're being used. And so if you think about it, back to the example of your everyday life will be improved if the digital products you have are actually performing better for you. If it's easier to get a grab, if it's easier to talk to your parents and your grandparents, you're going to live a more enriched life. And that's really where Amplitude is helping customers and businesses go.
Thanks so much for your insights today and stay safe.
Thanks for having me.
Julio Bermudez, Vice President of Amplitude in Asia Pacific and Latin America. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.